Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Marina Glasman, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, 3 signs you shouldn't buy whatever someone is selling. Number 1, when they have King of the Puddle Syndrome. I'm basically an omnichannel marketing ninja, Lucas told us. Once I optimize your SEO, you'll increase your sales by 1,000%. I'm the best at what I do. You mean the best within a 2-mile radius? My intern muttered under her breath, sending me an eye roll. The marketing ninja's self-confidence was sky high, but his pitch? Read on. How do your metrics compare to competitors? I asked him. Other digital marketers had shown us track records of 2 to 3 point conversion rate increases. But Lucas was baffled. It seems he didn't consider that there were others like him out there, but with more data-driven sales pitches. He stammered, "Yeah, but what I do can't be summed up in a single number. It's complex because I look at the whole picture." That's a little vague, Lucas. Had we hired Lucas, the marketing ninja, our investment would probably have vaporized. Thankfully, his pitch fit a pattern that made it quick and easy to rule out. Still, people often get fooled by others' self-confidence. It's hard to be the only person in the room thinking, "I'll be the judge of that." And if you're not a subject matter expert, it can be even harder to spot baloney. But when you're about to be bamboozled, there are a few ways to tell that self-confidence is just camouflage for a lack of substance. 1. They exhibit King of the Puddle Syndrome. The only way to be the best at something when you are, in fact, not the best is to shrink your reference circle until you are the best in the circle. That's how millions of people can claim to be the most sought after life coaches, health experts, marketing gurus, or ad agencies. They could be sought after by millions of clients, or merely sought after in their own neighborhood, or just by their own mother. Nothing wrong with that. But they choose not to do an honest assessment of their skills. And when faced with evidence that contradicts their worldview, they skillfully dismiss or ignore it. It turned out Lucas had never worked on a team, at an agency, or in a company. He had always worked solo, which can be lucrative for people who still seek outside feedback. But the risk is having no reference points, not knowing what standard clients will expect, and what level the competition is delivering at. When someone chooses not to seek out feedback or learn what their competitors are doing, they're sending you a message. Reality doesn't matter. Some people prefer to be a small fish in a big pond so they can learn and grow. Others prefer to be a big fish in a small pond because it feels more secure. And others still will happily exist in a puddle, as long as they get to be the king. Check your guru's benchmarks to make sure they match yours. Anyone who doesn't back their superlatives with reference points is living out a fantasy that they'd like you to join. 2. They give ultimatums. I recently checked out a private gym that opened in my neighborhood. When I met with the owner, I learned that 3-month group training classes cost $3,000. The owner put me through a fitness evaluation, which culminated in his explaining to me how very out of shape I was, which is to say that I desperately needed his classes. But $3,000? A little high, no? Of course, I hadn't been to the gym in a really long time. Could that actually be the going rate? I decided to do some research and think it over. The only thing I'd add, the gym owner said as I headed for the door, is that these classes will only work if you're fully committed to the journey. This is why we ask people to decide immediately if they want to join. That's how we know you will succeed. Sorry, what? I ask. Are you saying that you need a decision from me right now, on the spot? Or the classes are off the table? Absolutely, he replied. You seem like someone who takes their well-being seriously, but I don't want to waste your time if you don't actually want to get healthy. Oh, I see. Problem is, I don't take to high-pressure sales. Okay, that's helpful, but I'll pass. Anyone who's afraid to let you shop around, and particularly anyone who wants to make you think you're the problem when you hesitate, is playing a losing hand. Ultimatums are the Hail Mary of the dud. 3. They speak in word salad. When someone speaks with confidence, we often assume that they know what they're talking about. If we can't follow them, we think that maybe it's because we should have been paying closer attention. But as someone who has spent all too many hours listening to blather like, we are building a community that fosters innovation with regard to outer space engineering protocols on the front lines of pioneering technology like cryptocurrencies that support intra-system collaboration for all countries and make the world a better place. Let me liberate you from this assumption. The fact that you have no clue what this means is not your fault. It's not because you should have listened more closely or that you're not technical enough. The reason you're confused is that the sentence makes no sense. It's word salad, a bunch of convoluted linguistic ingredients tossed together without meaning or direction. This rhetorical device is often used by people who don't know what they're talking about. When someone is trying to make a point, but you don't understand what it is, that's probably because they don't understand what it is. Bottom line, when sizing up the person trying to persuade you, look for real self-confidence, not a show. Humility, candor, and clarity reveal authentic confidence, the kind that comes with substance. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.